Powered by Creative Bully Media.
Bully your goals, not people.
Nah, we gotta lay cool.
We tired of being cool, man. Every time we get in an argument with the Lord, you say be cool. The same thing, be cool. We be too cool, we gonna lose.
We gonna lose. Who number one?
Who get that?
Who
get
that? Who number one?
Yo, back in the Hacienda for episode 236. We flipping podcasts like bricks. It's Forget That Yo Radio. We out here doing it big. What? You messed me up, man.
I'm sorry. That was pretty good, though.
Dang, man. Why you do that? Yo. We out. I mean, dang.
No, see, I'm all the way fucked up now.
Yo, episode 236, flipping podcasts like bricks. We back in the Hacienda, all up in the chicken meal mix. It's your boy, the Black David Hasselhoff for Forget That Yo Radio, a.k.a. Two Watches at a Time, so you know what time it is, a.k.a. the Prince of Wakanda, a.k.a. Litty Hernandez, a.k.a. Litty Rodriguez, A.K.A. I'm fitter than him. Keep the bulk. I ain't trying to lift the gym. A.K.A. if you say that I'm a hater, you 100% doing something that I hate. A.K.A. I only end up in the friend zone when I want you to leave me alone. What more do you want from me? A.K.A. inspiring entrepreneur. Down low. Will I find a group of winners to ride with me?
I hope so. Don't.
A.K.A. Tyson D. Grabby. A.K.A. the world is full of busters that strife, like Brit say.
Y'all are irking my life.
Hey, Brit.
A.K.A. one of the hottest in the booth. Yeah, I had to say it. Because nobody want to tell the truth. A.K.A. I ain't apologizing. If I said it, I said it. And some pastor said it too. So what would Jesus do?
Amen.
Pastor offering. A.K.A. I'm only throwing hands with two to possibly three. Anything over that, say hello to my little friend. My buddy and me. A.K.A. I'm too blessed to be stressed where I'm headed. Chucks, blue dickies, flat on my chest. Two fingers twisted in the middle. Where's Wes? A.K.A. pass me the chicken wings, Holmes. You want bone in or bone out? I want bone, 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 let's get it.
Boom, 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 boom. I fucking hate you. What's up, man? It's your boy Stone. Crip up a grip up. Crip. A.K.A. Stonewell Cerebley. A.K.A. your girl topped me off. Y'all started kissing right after I dropped off. A.K.A. Slapbox 2 minutes at a time. A.K.A. throw two at me, I throw four back. A.K.A. Filthy Rodriguez. A.K.A. Dirty Sanchez. A.K.A. Daryl Sweet Bologna Jones, because this meat is good. A.K.A. Jesus Hot Sausage Lopez, because this meat is spicy. A.K.A. the Boomerang, how I come on back, nigga. Let's get it.
To this day.
Oh man, I think that one gotta go through approval. We here. You know where to find us, man. ForgetThatYo.com, ForgetThatYo.com. Leave a review in iTunes. Leave a voicemail by recording a voicemail in your phone, voice memo, and you know what I'm saying, send it straight from your phone to forgetthatyo@gmail.com. We have a voicemail today, matter of fact.
Oh.
And since what?
Oh.
Oh. since he also has a this or that on this voicemail, we gonna go ahead and do this or that early.
Oh.
Oh. So we can knock out two birds with a half a stone. Y'all thought I was gonna say two birds with one stone. Psych.
I remember Peter said you can't do that anymore.
Oh yeah, it's a. You better not remember what it was.
Nope. I actually don't.
I was about to say this dude memory crazy. Dang, what was it? Two birds with one stone. Oh, wasn't it something like something with one scone?
Yeah, two birds with one scone. You could feed two birds with one scone or some shit like that.
Giving birds diabetes. All right, so here we go. This is your boy Gene out here repping.
Yo, yo, yo. What up, fellas? It's your boy Gene coming through with a voice meezy. just want to shout out y'all, man. And thank y'all for the consistency, the good content. I've been doing a lot of traveling here lately, and we get in the car, and for some reason, my family just like to go to sleep on the kid. I don't know why that is. Don't nobody want to have conversations or nothing. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, the nigga just up. And they knocked out. So, you know, put on my headphones, listen to my Forget That Yo, some old episodes, some new episodes. And y'all held me down, man. Had me cracking up, you know, kept the kid awake. And I appreciate that. I really do. I appreciate it. It was a lot of good content, you know, some stuff that made you think, you know, some emotional content, stuff that, you know, can kind of get you pissed off a little bit. Some hilarious content, kept me laughing. So I appreciate that. Appreciate that, fellas. I want y'all to know, y'all been going hard in the paint with them doggone AKAs. For real, for real. Y'all niggas had niggas cracking up off that. But what I really want to talk about was the reparations, right? So, like y'all said, probably gonna be all kind of stipulations to get it if they do give it to us or whatever. But I was also thinking, like, will it really help the community or not? You know what I'm saying? Like, in the long run, thinking about, like, the vast majority of black folks don't have a good financial IQ. You know, they're gonna go out and buy a whole lot of stuff. Mm-hmm. And probably gonna be worse off than they were before they got the money. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know, I say people hit lottery, them jokers be broke within like a couple years, and they'd be worse off than they were. So it may happen for many black folks in the community. Some gonna be dope with it and do some good things with it. But what y'all think about that? Then also with that, it's gonna be some wealthy baby mamas. You know what I'm saying? Because like I said, it's gonna be some stipulations to it. So, you know them niggas going to be like, oh, you better be caught up on your child support. So, every nigga that's out there that owes back child support, he better get a nice chunk of his check taken. So, baby mama's about to come up for real, for real. But I wonder how that works for black dudes that got white baby mamas. Do they get some too?
Oh.
Things that make you go, What y'all think about that thing? All right? So, yeah, that's all I got. Just wanted to dropped it in there for y'all to speak on, talk about. And then, and I got a this or that. So, this or that. Would you rather bite your tongue every time you eat for a week? And you got to eat at least 3 times a day. And you bite your tongue in the same spot. Or you get a paper cut every time you touch a piece of paper.
To this day!
Bite your tongue every time you eat for a week in the same spot, and you have to eat at least 3 times a day. Or cut your hand or finger every time you touch a piece of paper for a week. This or that. All right? Mahalo at y'all, boys.
Man, G came through with the
crispy.
The crispy, dope voicemail with the good content to talk about. Okay, G Weezy. Yeah, shout out to G, man. Appreciate that. You know what? I'm going to add his this or that to the list.
Mm-hmm. And we'll do it later.
Yeah.
All right. So with the reparation things, right? If you got a white baby mama, right?
Yeah.
Hey, she don't get no money.
Ooh.
Because think about if you retire from the military and get divorced, your wife only get half of your retirement. she don't get your disability. Mm. So this is my reparations money, baby girl. You can't have none of that.
But what if? But the baby's black, half black. So ain't you giving that money for the baby? So that's how they gonna. That's how they gonna frame it.
Yeah, you gonna get jerked like every other nigga. Yeah.
Yeah, that was a good point though. They really, dog, think about the stipulations. They really gonna be giving that money to the baby mamas, cause or
student loans.
Yeah, or ooh, wow. Student loans, or sometimes like if the kid's too old, the government just takes the money.
Yeah, depending if she was on welfare at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, they getting that money first.
Dang. Oh yeah, this gonna be like a psych reparations.
Yeah. Oh yeah, y'all not getting no money. Y'all might get the money, but y'all not getting the money. You know what I'm saying? They gonna get to you like, yeah. Now we need that right back. Look here, look here. We gonna let you look at it, and then we gonna take it right back for all the shit you done did.
Dang. And they also gonna do like let's say you in the clear, but one of your uncles or parents didn't cover everything they was supposed to.
Oh, you got to pay for your ancestors?
Yeah, you got to go. they like, since this is from your ancestors, you got to pay for what they did too.
Yo, and, all right, so if you married, both of y'all get a check, but one of them got debt, well, nigga, we taking both of them.
Yeah.
Yo,
another thing, when he said, Mike, they just going to blow it. Nah, that's,
oh, yeah.
That's the first thing that came to my head, and that is like, that's one of the reasons I don't even want reparations to come, dog.
Yeah, yo, it was just like that Dave Chappelle skit on the Chappelle show.
I don't remember that one.
Well, they got the reparations. Mm-hmm. Niggas was cashing their check at the liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And buying shit. This motherfucker talking about he's the richest man in the world because he had a hot hand in a dice game. And it took everybody else money. You know what I'm saying? FUBU went through the roof. You know what I'm saying? Like, Cadillac Escalades. Nigga just kept, nigga just getting money right. Like, yo, it's like they can't wait to get this money back to us, man. That's Damn. Exactly what's going to happen.
Y'all, people going to be ODing.
And they already doing that. Damn. So just think what it's going to be like now, son.
Dog, it's going to be sad.
Yo.
Then you're going to have the family members who blew their money mad at you because you won't come up off your money.
Because you ain't helping.
Yeah.
Nigga, we got the same amount of money. Now yours gone and I'm chilling. And you talk, oh man, this nigga sedity and shit. Nigga ain't looking out for family. Nigga, was you looking out for family, nigga, when you was out there doing drugs? Fuck out of here, man.
And then how much money do you think we would get anyway?
They gotta, I think they have to include inflation and shit. So if you can get through the stipulation, let's just say they give you a mil.
You think it would be that much?
Probably. With inflation and the price of land and shit like that, yeah, I think it'll probably be a mil. All right, niggas would be happy with 50,000.
And then you think it'd be like just a check in the mail, like that tax credit joint?
Yeah, yeah. But now you gotta sit outside and watch your mailbox.
Yeah, yeah.
Cause niggas is gonna be going through your shit. Yo, the mailman gonna be in an armed vehicle now.
And then they're gonna be like, oh, this the address we had on file.
Yeah, or go to somebody else's house, you know what I'm saying? Or you got to fill out this census form and shit. Like, yo, it's just going to be bad, dog.
I think they're going to make it where you'd have to line up at, like, the welfare line, but it'd be, like, the reparations line.
Niggas be in that bitch in fur coats and top hats. I see you have already spent this money. Nice change, though.
Yo, how you get that $30,000 Rolex already? Oh, I just got a loan for it.
I'm saying I'm get this reparation and put it back. Just like you see them niggas that at the NBA draft,
mm-hmm.
They having on $50,000 watches and shit. Wait a minute, nigga, you just got out of college.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. You already spending that money.
Already, yo, that joke be so stupid, man. I'll never get it, dog. Still tucking in your shirt to show off your belt. Why?
Because I paid $300 just to be like, you ain't up on this, nigga. You know
why? Don't y'all know this is just a regular ass dude like you? And he just raised the prices on his clothing? Oh, it's weird to me.
I don't get it, man. And yo, your boy?
50 Cent.
Floyd Mayweather. Oh,
Floyd Mayweather is the worst with it.
Yo, you saw that bag?
Yeah.
Dog.
That big stupid bag, dog.
He got a, you got a circular bag the size of the moon, my nigga. Why did you do?
How much was it?
Oh, I don't know the price. That shit had to be expensive though.
I think it was a couple million.
It was dumb big, yo.
And it was like one of one.
Yeah, that Chanel bag. Oh, was it Chanel or Gucci?
I don't even remember.
But it was dumb.
And he was like, bragging.
Yo, you got a bag bigger than bitches, my nigga. My nigga, you got a full-on giant purse. Yo, are you okay with that?
Yo, honest question. What are you niggas holding in them Supreme satchels around your waist?
Oh, dear God, nigga. Please somebody tell me that.
When do we start carrying man purses? What are you carrying?
Yo, the satchel around your waist, the shit that like strap on your back or some shit.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yo, what y'all niggas carrying in there, nigga? Because y'all niggas got, well, you know what? Skinny jean pockets, they really can't get much shit in there. So, they lip gloss, because them niggas like glossing their lips. That shit be in the bag. Them niggas got man ponds, because they don't want to get their skinny jean drawers dirty and shit.
He said lip gloss.
Niggas be tucking shit in their asshole. extra medium condoms in there.
Extra Hermes belt.
You know, they got their herpes medication because these niggas is bitches. it be nothing in them bags, man. Niggas be having popsicles and shit. I mean, suckers and lollipops in their bag.
The most you carry is a wallet. And I don't even carry that. I take my ID and a card and put it in my pocket.
Yeah.
Y'all got whole satchels hanging off of you.
Whole satchel. So it got to be some shit that you don't need or not supposed to have.
And you ain't going to the basketball court dressed like that.
Yo, man, I seen a dude the other day. Like, yo, that nigga's shirt was hella small. His pants was hella small. Like, I seen all the top is drawers and shit. Like, yo, these niggas ain't even wearing belts now, man. They just wearing little pants. I was like, yo, my and then, right? So the nigga might not have been gay, but I thought he was because the way he was dressed, right? Because, like, look, man, you can't wear a tight shirt and be out of shape. You know what I'm saying? Like, nigga, this nigga was chubby with a little shirt. Like, you're like some biscuits about to pop, my nigga. Like, what's wrong with you?
Yo, that's what I seen yesterday. It was nasty, dog. He had a small white dress shirt on with the buttons begging for help to hold, trying to hold on.
Life, nigga.
Then he had some khaki pants with the dumb pockets in them, but they were skin tight.
Man.
So you can see the formation of all his calf muscle.
Yeah, yeah.
And then he tried to reach and open the door, and it was getting bad.
Yeah, you about to bust everywhere, cuz.
I'm like, yo, ain't y'all mad uncomfortable?
Yo, I don't know how niggas wear little t-shirts with a wife beater up under it. Like, nigga, that's constricting, cuz. Like, how does you? Oh, I know why.
Yo, next time I'm running down on one of y'all and I'm opening that bag on your satchel, I'm opening your satchel.
What you got in that bag? Because look, I'm just going to press you, my nigga. What you got in that bag? Because I know you can't beat me because you got on little jeans, nigga.
What's in the satchel?
You know what I'm saying? Oh, seen the illest outfit yesterday, man.
Uh-oh.
Now, it was a child. Mm-hmm. He was like 10 or 11. But still, there's no reason for this, man. Little homie had on a polo. A navy blue polo with the white anchors all on it.
Mm.
Some black with a neon green stripe sweatpants, sweaty sweats.
The sweaty sweats.
And nigga, some shit kicking cowboy boots.
No, he didn't.
Dead ass. Yo, tell me that little nigga ain't fly.
Wait, just because he had sweats on with a polo shirt already disqualified his fly.
Yeah, and then throw on the, and I'm talking about cowboy boots with the point. You know what I'm saying? Not no regular shit, nigga. I'm talking about some good cowboy boots, and they had little cow shit on them too. So I know he authentic.
Oh, he had the cow poo on him?
Yeah, man. Hell yeah.
Dang. So he really down the Old Town Road.
Oh, man. All the way down there, cuz.
Dang. Did he have a gold chain on?
He
met Lil
Nas X down there. Nah, man. He had a Game Boy for some reason. I don't know what that was about.
Like a real Game Boy?
Yeah, the old school shit. I ain't know them shit still work.
Yo, the world is nuts, man.
Speaking of that. Gather around, I got a story to tell, nigga. Oh, so, all right, sometimes when I'm out on deliveries, man, people don't show up on time, or people just moving in the houses don't have their keys and shit, so we got to sit around and wait. So we end up talking to these people, right? Mm. So this young man was telling the story of him and his homeboy banged a chick out together.
How old was this dude?
He's like 20, like 29, 28, 29, something like that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so he's telling this story, right? So him and his boy go to a bar and shit. They meet up with a chick. They chopping up with her. She with it, right? So she like, yo, shit, come on back to the house. You got to drive, though, so you don't have to stay here. You can leave. So on the way to the house, they both pop 100 milligram Viagra. Mm. Right, so when they get to the crib, his friend got a crooked dick, so he going through some kind of procedure to straighten it out.
Yeah,
what they're doing, they're giving him shots of shit to make his dick hard to straighten it out, right?
Yeah,
so they take one, he take a shot in his dick, and his man take a shot in his dick. So they give it to a girl for about a good 3 hours. Mm-hmm. Right? After the 3 hours, his dick's still hard. And he said, it ain't 100% hard. It's 110% hard. It hurts. Right? So he take a cold shower, get a bag of ice, set it on his dick and shit. Don't go nowhere. Right? So his homeboy was like, look, man, the only way to get it down is the antidote. You gotta take another shot in the dick.
What the hell?
So bam, you hit him with a shot, right? Hour later, nigga shit still hard. Bam, hit him with another shot.
What?
Hour later, your shit still hard. So now they're making phone calls like, yo, what I do? You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know what to do, right? So long story short, 7 shots and 11 hours later, his dick finally go down.
Hell nah.
7 shots in the dick, bro.
And his boy was serving him the shots?
Yes.
Nah, dog.
Dog.
I'm shooting my own shot.
Hey, man. I'm not shooting nothing in my dick anyway. Let's get that out the way. I'm not doing that.
Wait, didn't they take the Viagra first?
Yeah.
And they added the shot?
Yeah.
Yo, people dumb as hell.
Yo, now, think about this. Imagine your dick being hard for 11 hours, son. Painfully hard.
Oh, I was about to say, because if I need a strong 11, I can do it.
No. Now, think about, you're at home. You didn't bust it 3 nuts with this chick. You didn't jacked off 87 times.
87.
And it's still hard, right? Mm-hmm. Nigga, now it's time to go to work.
Ooh.
Do you want to make that phone call?
No, you got to go to work.
Yo, I don't want to come like, hey, man, I can't come to work because my dick is hard. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to make that call, right? And the person you tell that story to don't want to tell anybody else why you ain't here. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, man, he at home, his dick real hard for 11 hours and shit. You know what I'm saying? Nobody wants to tell that story, man.
But all he got to do is duct tape it to his thigh.
No. They wear little pants now, dog. You think his shit ain't gonna show?
He gotta just wear a bigger shirt.
Hey, people hugging him and shit like, hey, don't get too close. don't get too close.
Cause yo, duct tape real, dog. You like, what's that, the Tomb Raider chick?
Yeah.
He just gotta tape it like the shit got that strap around her thigh. He just gotta all the way around.
See, the only problem with that, now you gotta take it off.
No, but he can wrap it first in what you call that stuff? That cellophane, that clear.
Oh, plastic? Yo, man, you don't want your dick sweating all day like that.
Just hope you ain't gotta go to the bathroom, my G.
Oh man, yo, just let it run down your leg, bitch. Just let it go, cuz.
Cause you ain't getting that back out once you wrap it up. Dang, that's crazy, dog. First of all, who letting people take shots? They was white dudes?
I think it's homeboy black.
Oh. Dang, that's crazy. I heard of people giving people shots in the butt for steroids, but.
Yeah.
I ain't never heard.
I straight up in the ding ding, bro. Like, that's. And then, like, I think he said the shots had to be in the same area.
Wait a minute, he didn't ask no questions. Like, are you certified to give me shots? Like,
oh, no, no, this is what they do.
How much practice you had?
I guess he been shooting himself up, going through the little study and shit.
Oh, no, I need more. I need a certification of some sort.
Nigga, I need a nigga not to shoot me in my dick.
Like, and you ain't even need it. You just let him hype you up saying, yo, this will get you right.
Okay.
And that's all it took.
Okay.
Yeah, like, wait a minute. Like, oh yeah, let me get one of those. So you think he about to pull a pill out, and this man over here unloading his
you know what I'm saying? His shot it up on the heroin needle and shit.
You know what I'm saying? You're like, wait a minute.
Hey man, what is this? He said, nah, don't worry about it.
This man pull out a diabetes kit. You like, wait a minute. Wait a minute. What are we doing here?
I mean, why are you thumping that needle, my nigga? Yeah, like, Yeah. Why you trying to tie me off, cuz? Nah.
Yo, people nuts, man. All right. Hey, what did you say?
You only live once, man.
Floor Mayweather, man.
Floor Mayweather.
It was so dope to see my man Floor Mayweather get crossed up like that in the celebrity basketball game the other day.
Yeah.
My man hit the floor hard.
Hard.
And then what made it better is dude hit the shot.
Yeah, Bone Collector.
Cause that was Bone Collector?
Yeah.
Yo, why are you trying to D up Bone Collector, dog?
Yo, see, that's why I'm not even going to hold this against Floyd.
I am.
You going against Bone Collector, cuz, in a celebrity game? My nigga, this is going to happen. Yo, he going to get everybody on the court, man. They just happen to film Floyd shit.
That's like in middle school when we was playing Wood Middle basketball game. And they had some dude named Rocky. He was like the LeBron James / Zion Williams back then. So I get in the game. They go talk about, hey, man, you got Rocky. No, I don't.
No, I don't.
Rocky is about to run freely around this court to one of y'all jump on him.
Yo, hey, we double teaming somebody because I'm not fucking with that nigga.
Like, yo, why are you over here helping me? Because you need to be over there guarding him.
Because somebody need to guard Rocky because I ain't doing it.
Y'all about to have me looking crazy out here in the court.
Looking foolish, man. Like, yo, you remember Big James?
Yeah.
Yeah, we was watching the game one time. I mean, he was in the game. We was watching this shit. And they was like, rip him, rip him, rip him. Right? He was like, hey, hold on. This nigga might be good. You know what I'm saying? Like, don't have me get embarrassed out here.
We had a story about Big James, too. I'm going to go ahead and tell it.
Oh, shit.
No, I always remember... He had slayed one of our queens back then.
Oh, that wasn't good for nobody.
Yeah, we didn't know who he was. Dude, somebody showed us a picture. We was like, oh, she's ruined.
Yeah, oh, man, she is. Let her go, bro.
Like,
let her go, yeah.
Like, what do you want us to do with that after?
Like, you'll see, like, you know, there's no coming back from that one, son.
I mean, shoot, the grade we in, dude, like Shaq does right now. So
you know what I'm saying? That nigga like? Bigger than the teacher's ranch.
He was bigger than teachers. This dude like a grown ass adult.
For real, man.
Dang, are you? We walking by, are you okay? Everything good?
You
know what I'm
saying? You're walking a little funny. When you get that wheelchair? Oh, okay. I got you.
Yo, the Wu-Tang movie on Hulu.
Yeah.
The casting look kind of suspect to me, man.
No, that shit look good, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, yo. That Dog, shit look-
they had like only four good casts. Method Man was Davies.
Was that Davies?
Yeah.
Okay.
But can he act, though?
I don't know.
He about to be looking silly on camera, I guarantee you.
Yeah.
Inspector Deck was good. It looked like him.
Yeah.
Old Dirty was his son, so that was
that
perfect.
Nigga look, that was Old Dirty. I don't give a fuck what nobody said.
Who else was good? It was one more that was good. The rest of them, man, you can kiss my ass.
I think the RZA going to be good. That dude don't look like the RZA, but he can act, though.
But they don't look nothing like him.
Nigga, they don't have to look like them.
Dog, RZA look like Michael Jackson, dog. You got to look, man, it's like the NWA one, man. It was the only one that was kind of bad was Dre. But even he started, no, Dre was good. They was all good.
Look, man.
Dog, I need you to at least look like you, so...
Look, nigga, it's not him, though. That's the thing. I need you to look like you. Nigga, that's not me. Like, when Jeffrey Wright played Martin Luther King, he don't look nothing like Martin Luther King, man.
Jeffrey Wright.
Jeffrey Wright Peoples from Shaft.
He played Martin Luther King?
Yeah.
And that's why I ain't watch it.
And they say it was good. I watch either.
See,
they
you ain't watch good. It either.
I ain't watched none of the movies though, but they say that dude's a great actor, so I'm pretty sure he played the part, but he don't look nothing like the dude.
So they had a light skinned dude play Martin Luther. Come on, dog.
Hey man, this is how I go. Hey man, look at Ariel, son.
He's stupid.
Yo, these niggas is losing their mind.
Yo, grown adults losing their mind over
they losing their mind over a fictional character. Like,
and they ain't gonna watch the movie.
At all, son. You shouldn't watch the movie.
They wasn't going to watch the movie anyway.
You're an adult. You shouldn't watch it, son.
They had full-blown Facebook.
Nigga, they starting petitions.
Yo, I ain't going to lie, though. That one where they had the black lady with in front of the watermelon with the big teeth.
Oh, that was hilarious.
Yeah, that was kind of funny, though.
That was funny. And, yo, when the memes start coming out, Christian Bale playing Obama.
No, I want to see that.
Why you want to see that?
Dog, Christian Bale is Obama with that. Well, it's time. Dog. That'd be my favorite movie.
Hell duh.
Yo, this Wu-Tang joint got 10 episodes.
That shit gonna be good, man.
Oh no, man. Don't mess it up. It seemed like it's coming too quick.
Like right after the other one. Like we got the official story from them, and now y'all running with some other shit. I'm gonna watch it anyway, but
you ain't got Hulu. See.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, when you get Hulu? All
right, check this out, right? So Ashley came down here. Ashley got Hulu. So we wanted to watch something on Hulu. So she put it on my Fire Stick, right? So the other day when I seen that Wu-Tang shit came out, I was gonna go buy Hulu. And I saw that Ashley's was still on there.
Oh.
So instead of buying it, I just created a profile. Right? But here's the funny thing about it, right? I was just on the phone with Ashley and Diane. And we was talking about how Anthony got everybody Netflix password and shit. And I'm like, yo, that's the way niggas do shit now. That nigga, hey, just let me get your password and I set it up over here, man. Like, niggas ain't paying none of the bill, but they watching all the shit. Uh-huh. And then I started...
He's like, oh,
you said, oh, word, okay, what? Yeah, I'm gonna do that.
So she didn't bust you out?
No, I called her back and told her, like, hey, mate, did you mean to leave your Hulu open? She's like, yeah, like, okay, because I created a profile and don't change your password.
Then I would have been like, hey, you gonna come up all had that bill? You was just talking about it.
I don't recollect that.
Oh,
that
yeah. That's what we doing.
I was talking about the mother niggas.
I gotta go. Let's see. Oh, they got Rakim in this joint. Goon 2. I want to play Goon 2. Oh, they got Uncle Anthony. I could have played him.
Uncle Anthony.
Fly Ty.
You are Uncle Anthony.
Yeah, I could have played him too. Why they got everybody in here, but they got like the student, the young Bobby, Darius. Oh, they giving us real names.
Yeah.
I don't know everybody's real name.
Yeah.
But they got, well, they got Dave East at Shotgun.
Huh?
Was that his name before he became Anthony Man?
I don't know. We got to watch the movie and see.
Man, it's stupid, man. They need to give me like the, they got the young RZA in here. Dang, they going way back.
Yeah.
Ooh, Sylvia Dunn. CC.
Yo, the other one, yo, Divine look like Divine, yo.
For real?
Yeah, man, they showed Divine. I was like, yo, that nigga look just like that dude.
See how hype you got right there? That's why I need them all to look like they who they are. Let's see who got the producer credits on here. Dang, Ghostface, GZA, okay. RZA, Method Man, Master Killer, Inspector Deck, the GZA, Ghostface. Got produced credits.
No cap?
Yeah, where's a cap and you got? Dang, y'all still doing them dirty. I don't see Divine, though, with any credit. Unless they put his real name that I don't know on here.
Yeah. It's something like Biggs.
His first name ain't no Biggs.
No, his last name. Diggs. Last name is Diggs.
Diggs. Dang, man. This is going to be crazy, though. Yeah, it better be good.
Oh, my nigga, Snowfall tonight.
Oh, that's tonight?
Yeah.
What's today, Tuesday?
Wednesday.
Oh, it do come on Wednesdays. Oh, yeah, the dude from Shameik Moore dude from, what's his name on that movie on Netflix?
Shaolin Fantastic.
Yeah, Shaolin Fantastic is playing, who's he playing?
Mm-hmm.
Shaolin Fantastic is playing,
was he the GZA?
Why they never showing him next to the, man, this is whack. I think he playing Raekwon.
Huh?
See?
No, okay, I can get on board with that one. That one ain't right. Raekwon gotta be a chubby face nigga.
I can't find a side by side joint of everybody.
Well, you keep looking for that, and let's talk about some other shit.
All right.
Oh man, we gotta go with your boy Chris Breezy, son.
What'd he do, man?
He said he liked women with good hair, and the internet lost their mind.
I mean, did he say good hair or combed hair?
Good hair.
Oh. I mean, but what's your definition of good hair, though?
Exactly. That's exactly what I'm saying. What he didn't say, you girls with natural hair, I don't like that.
Yeah.
He didn't say nothing. That can be considered good hair. You don't know what his definition of good hair is. But on the other point of that, y'all like bitches with good hair, too. Because that's why y'all all wearing wigs.
That Stone so, L. Terrible.
Yo, come on, man. We seen these shows. These wig budgets is out of control.
He said these wig budgets.
Cardi B took her wig off at a concert. Cardi B is Dominican. What she need a wig for?
Dang, that's crazy.
And this how real it is. She took the wig off. Threw it in the crowd. After the show, she tweeted, I want my wig back.
Wow.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, them wigs is, yo, it's chicks I work with that wear wigs. Everybody's wearing wigs because wigs is good hair. Right?
Wigs are the supreme satchel packs for dudes.
Thanks, yo. For no reason, son.
No reason.
At all, man. Yo, they went in on Chris Brown for some shit that they have about their self. That's it, man. Yo, y'all can ignore this nigga. Y'all don't have to listen to nothing he say. He like women with good hair. So the fuck what? Why do you care? And then the chick Tokyo Vanity or some shit like that.
What the hell?
Yo, she was really going in, and he was trolling the shit out of her. Like, yo, boo, you fine. Why don't we go out to dinner? Oh, nigga, you ain't even my type. Bitch, please. Get the fuck out of here.
You know how much reparations money is going to be spent on luxurious horse hair?
Oh, man.
Hawaiian silky.
Yo, in India, they were shaving their heads for that hair.
Yep.
Everybody gonna be bald, son. They gonna start getting chest hair, back hair, all that shit.
Why chest hair though?
Cause they gonna run out of top hair. And they gotta start getting the hair from somewhere else.
Yo, you crazy.
Yo, you gonna be getting pubic head shit, man. Like, yo, it's gonna be outrageous.
The hair game about to go to a new level.
You know what I'm saying? Niggas walking around smelling like muskrat and shit.
And then they got on him again because they said, because he posted a picture and there was no black woman around him. And he was like, and then somebody wrote, no, this wasn't Chris Brown. This is somebody else. Somebody was in a picture with all.
That was Pharrell.
No, it wasn't, because Pharrell wouldn't say that, his answer back.
Oh, okay.
It was some rapper. And it was like, so why you ain't got no black women in the picture? He was like, bitch, I'm in Slovenia or something like that.
Yeah. yo, man, like, yo, y'all taking this shit too far, man. Like, the chick was like, they was at the club, and for some reason, Chris Brown was at the door. I don't believe that. He was at the door letting people in. Like, oh, no dark-skinned chicks. Man, hold on. What?
He was at the door.
Like, yo, are you serious? Like, yo, I told my girls not to go over there. This is what y'all do, going to other niggas' VIPs. I know you was trying to get in there, man. Like, come on, dog. Y'all hyping this shit to make it sound good, dog.
Yeah, that's what's weird. Like, the attention that's placed on celebrities. Like, okay, you can watch their movies, listen to their music. But other than that, why are y'all so involved?
Worshiping these niggas, man.
It's crazy. Like, you waste your whole day going back and forth over somebody you'll never meet who don't care nothing about you.
But now it's because this is how people get famous off of that shit. People get famous out of dogging famous people, which is weird as fuck, yo. Like, how many blog sites and, you know what I'm saying, just all that YouTube channels and all that shit is talking about shit that celebrities do, and it's never nothing good.
Yeah,
it's always the bad shit that they do. Niggas come up off of that, and oh, I got a responsibility to keep it real and shit. Nigga, shut the fuck up, man. Nigga, you out here exposing another nigga so you can expose yourself. Mm. That's it, dog. Like, don't think it's nothing else. You out here doing this shit for likes, man.
Yep, all lights. It's nuts, man. Like,
you're not a journalist, my nigga.
Yo, and how many times y'all gonna let Tommy Lauren get y'all hype?
Yo,
like, it's been 10 years, dog. You know what she does.
We know what she doing, man.
Why are y'all still upset every time and reposting this chick, man? Y'all, dog, they gotta be laughing. Like, these niggas are so stupid.
Yo,
whenever I need to get on, I'm just say something outlandish and y'all gonna repost it and get my ratings back up.
Yo, just think about that. That's what niggas do. That's what they do, man. That is the way to get on. Say some crazy shit, niggas gonna react to it.
Yep.
Do some crazy shit, niggas gonna react to it.
And do absolutely nothing about it.
Yeah, man.
Ain't nobody dragged her once in the street.
Hell no, nah, yo.
And she be out there because y'all be recording her, posting that.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, if you really mad, if you that mad, you know what I'm saying? You 280 characters mad, nigga, put your hands on her.
George Zimmerman's still out here chilling.
Nothing done.
Nothing. But Mook Mook stepped on your shoe yesterday, and you want
to
kill
me. Oh, you ready to fire at this nigga, dog?
This is nuts, man. They got, dog, they laughing at us, dog. It's hilarious. Man.
Hell yeah.
Fake outrage, online outrage. Yo, all 3 days.
Okay. They got a movie coming out called LaQuisha.
Oh, that's the one where the white dude was on the radio talking like a black woman?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, there's outrage.
Uh-huh.
So, now, this I think goes too far. Nobody protects the black woman. It's a movie.
I heard it was, like, directed by a black woman or something like that.
No, it's not. I think it's directed by a black dude. I mean, a white dude, right?
But there's some black people involved in it.
Yeah, it's black people in the movie. You know what I'm saying? But it's a movie about stereotypes, which White Chicks was a movie about stereotypes, which I love that shit.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? It's a stereotype. It's a movie. It doesn't have to be real. But let's think about this, man. We know people that act like that.
Yeah.
We know women that act like that.
I see it every day.
You know what I'm saying? So it's not, y'all love it. Y'all love women that act like that. Every fucking reality show is women acting like that.
Yep.
Why do you think they trying to give Cardi B a TV show? She don't really act like that. That is a stereotype that she's playing up to, man.
Mm-hmm.
But y'all love it. So don't get mad when they make a movie about this shit. Because y'all love it. Y'all love seeing that ignorant shit on TV, dog.
They get mad when a white girl is twerking.
Yo, for like, real.
Y'all so proud of being ratchet, you get mad when other people do it.
Do ratchet shit. No, that's no, no, no. Crazy. No, no, no. That is our shit.
Yeah, that's ours.
That's ours.
Cultural appropriation.
White people out here barbecuing.
We only get on the ground and shake our ass on the dirty floor.
Only black people barbecue. Come on, man.
This is our soul food. The food that's killing us.
Yo, y'all characters, man. Yo. Like, yo. Y'all mad as shit. How you mad as shit that you do? That's funny.
Yeah, I be denouncing all that when I'm around. Black people made up twerking? Nope.
No.
Man, got nothing to do with that.
Nigga, that's funny, man.
Yo, check it out. If y'all heard the episode I uploaded, that's called Testing, Is This Thing On? Or something like that. That was, you could upload a podcast straight from Podomatic. You just go to Podomatic.com and log into the account, push record, talk. But it be saying, like, you're talking too loud. But they be lying. Because my joint, whole thing was the same way the whole time.
That shit was crispy.
Yo, that's crazy, right? Technology is nuts.
Yeah, man.
No, I ain't had to do nothing but just put it in the description and just upload that joint.
Damn. I might act with that.
Yeah, man. Like, you know, you be having company over, man. Y'all can push record.
Yeah. Nigga said you be having company over like he don't.
I don't.
No, you be having company over. Nigga, shut up.
But I was already like, man, I already know what Stone gonna do. You gonna hear your voice loud and clear, and then whoever with you, he ain't even gonna be talking in the mic.
Yo, them niggas be scared.
We'll be sitting on the couch 30 miles away.
Yo, every time we was on here and somebody came over, mm-hmm. and they always have something to say, I'm like, nigga, why are you whispering? Nigga, speak up.
Yeah, yeah, people ain't ready for that mic, dog.
I was thinking, like, me and my wife have conversations.
Ooh.
I was thinking of me and her doing one.
You got to do it.
Because she is I told everybody she's irrational. But she's very opinionated, too. So that shit might be all right.
You got to do it, dog.
I got to get a topic, though, that makes her mad. Because that's when she be fired up.
She come in the house fired up. Just save it. Wait a minute.
You'll say, wait a minute. Come on upstairs.
Let it out. That's hilarious.
Yeah. Yo.
Yeah.
The ice cream licking.
Oh, dog. What's wrong with y'all, man?
Hey, man. What? Why? Why one person do it? All y'all start doing it.
Dog, it was one girl. And y'all made it a whole epidemic.
Yeah. All right. So here's my thing about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you're licking. What's the purpose of licking the ice cream? To say that I licked something that somebody later ate. Right? Like, mm-hmm. like that. That's fun. Like niggas spitting in your burger at a fast food restaurant. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they gonna eat that shit later, right?
Yep.
So because it's an epidemic of people licking ice cream, some of y'all is licking ice cream that a nigga already licked.
Ooh.
So that mean that the thing that you're being funny about, you're a victim of. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, I put spit on this and somebody ate it. Well, nigga, I spit on that and then you spit on it. You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, y'all niggas is doing it to yourself.
You see the grown ass man who licked it, who put it back in, and they said he bought it later or whatever?
Yeah.
What was the point of that, dog?
Yo, likes. Likes, man. That's the new drug. Likes, man. Like just the nigga that did the mouthwash, right?
That was disgusting.
But the mouthwash didn't have a plastic cap on it.
Mm.
He pulled it. You know how they wrap the plastic around it?
Yeah.
You got to peel the plastic off. He took it right off the shelf, opened it up, and then did that. That means you already had it.
Retard.
You know what I'm saying? Yo, niggas is dumb, man. They want to do shit for likes, man, but don't want to go all the way with it. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, nah, nigga, I bought this from home. This is my mouthwash. Nah, nigga, I bought this ice cream. Like, yo, man, just stop, my nigga. Go home and do something productive, man.
Yo, I seen a dude spitting Mad Louis in one of the mouthwashes. They doing the Arizona teas.
Yeah.
What's wrong with man?
Hey, man, niggas is dumb.
Yo, if I see that in real life, I'm smashing your camera and everything, dog.
Oh, yeah, man. We got to have a for real conversation, B. I mean, I'm about to pour all that shit on you.
Record this.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, you want something to record? World star, my nigga. Your ass getting whipped.
And that got me to thinking, how much stuff when we out and about going to these restaurants, just how much spit Louis and pube hairs and penis burgers we ate in our life?
All of them.
I'm sick, dog.
Just all of them, man. Like, just everything. What people do when nobody will find out is astronomical. You know what I'm saying? Niggas pissing in pickle jars and shit.
Dang.
You know what I'm saying? Nigga, drop your hamburger while they at work.
Man, you know how many hamburgers have been dropped and picked back up?
Yeah.
Especially when it's like real busy. You ain't got time to be redoing everything.
Yes. Yo, just think about it at the factory.
Ooh.
All the rat feces and hair and shit that fall in there, man. Like, yo, we eating terrible shit, B.
Man, I'm not eating no more, dog.
Yo, it's fucked up out here, son.
You know they spitting loogies in them big old vats.
Yeah, I'm pissing in them and everything, man.
They tired, like, man, I'm working here slaving through this for these people. Well, watch this. It's going to go global. Ugh.
You know what I'm saying? Where it's gonna end up. Nigga be at work with the flu and just spitting some shit. Got the whole world sick now. Like,
dang.
Yo.
Yeah, that's probably how people be getting sick out of nowhere. Like it's summertime and I'm sick because you ate.
Yeah, you know, motherfuckers be like, yo, it's cold outside. Nah, nigga, that don't get you sick. It's these nasty motherfuckers out here that get you sick, man.
Yo, what if like at the end of the world, like God was like, let me show you your nasty stuff you ate stat.
Oh, man. And it's 87 pages long.
Ooh, how many penis burger buns you ate?
Yeah. Yo, what if they showed you, like, okay, so they show you the nasty food you ate, right?
Mm-hmm.
What about, they got a section for all the sex you missed out on from doing dumb shit. Every time, let's say, you walk past a bunch of money and shit. Like, say you're on a beach and you walk over, like, an old pirate treasure and shit.
Damn.
Yo, like, yo, that shit, that'll fuck your life. Well, no, your life is over. You're dead. But, like, damn, I could have had a better one. You know what I'm saying?
That's like this time I was, what was it? It was grad night, and these girls was from out of town, and they stayed. It was one of the girls who graduated with cousin, and yo, she was bad, dog. I was like, yo, I need her, dog. So like we in the hotel room chilling, like me and her was chilling the whole time. I was like, oh, this is a given. So they went to Six Flags with us and everything. So no, they couldn't go to Six Flags. So they didn't graduate with us, but I had her phone number. Did I have her phone number? We had pagers back then, right?
Yeah.
So she was paging me. I'll hit her up, whatever. So later on that night, we had a party, and she got up and left like mad early. And I'm like, maybe she just stepped out, whatever. She never came back. Mm. And I'm like, what? Like, she was giving me just play the whole weekend. Like, I don't understand. So, what, 20 years later, I'm talking to her cousin. And if somehow that night came up. And I was like, yeah, man, your cousin was all over me. She just dipped. She was like, oh, she told me to tell you to come to the room. That's why she left early.
And I never received this message.
And I get this message 20-something years later, dog.
Did you say why you ain't tell me?
Yeah. Oh, I was going to. You was a hater. That's what you was doing.
Yo, fired on.
Fired on. Duh, yeah, she over here waiting. I'm over here like.
That nigga got swung on.
Yeah, that was nuts, dog.
Yo, that shit. But nah, yeah, that shit happened to me one time.
Damn.
And truthfully, dog, there was nothing I could do wrong. Mm. This shit was, it was in the bag, and it's still fucked up.
Dang.
Like, I mean, nigga, I spilled food on my shirt, and not just no regular. I had a white shirt on. And was eating gumbo. And spilt that shit on my shirt. Shorty was still with it. Her girl told her, don't do it. She was still with it, dog.
Dang.
Somehow, I don't know when she left. But I walk out the door and just see her car driving away. I said, God damn.
What happened?
I don't know.
Dang.
I was out back. I'm like, man, I gotta go. She was already gone, son. I was like, God damn.
Dang, you be calculating.
She was bad too, son. I was like, yo. And it was off the rip. She came to the party, see me, was like, oh, yeah, he getting it. I'm like, ah, yes. Yes. Still got it.
That's like when a chick fly you out and everything. You in the room, y'all about to get it on, and she stop. Like, I can't do this. You just trying to calculate.
What did I do?
What did I?
Wait, did my breath stay?
Did she get a text all of a sudden? Was it the old dude? What's going on?
Is my dick small?
I lost twice today. I don't know what
you know what I'm saying. Like, what did I do wrong?
Yo, I'm sick of rich people getting richer.
Okay.
In rich news, Lala wins $68,000 at the casino from a $200 in the machine. You seen the video?
Nuh-uh.
Man, they got the video of her pulling the lever and the machine just going nuts, dog.
$68,000.
Like, first she hit for $53,000, they recording it. They everybody happy. And then she keep, first of all, why you keep going? You just won $53,000, you rich woman.
I think it's bitter.
Like, why you gonna pull the lever? Dog, she pulls the lever again. That bit hit for another eight. No, hit for 10. I'm like, yo, what? Now she up to 63. That bit hit for another five, dog.
God damn.
Yo, man. Can somebody else get a pull?
You know what I'm saying? Please get up.
Yeah.
Can I get down here?
68,000, dog.
Man, that's crazy.
And I can't win five.
People like us are never win that kind of money.
Never.
That's the fucked up thing, man. We'll never win that kind of money.
And what's crazy is we have the money they playing with, we have that to play with.
Yeah.
It's not like, oh,
I can throw that in there.
Yeah, it's not like Mayweather. But he dropped 25 G's in there. Oh, okay.
Y'all saying nigga dropped 25 to get 68? Yeah, nah, man, nigga put $200.
200, dog. In a regular machine with everybody around New Orleans.
Hell no,
boy. I would, boy. You could tell she was rich too because her reaction wasn't.
Oh, that's shoe money.
You know what I'm saying? Oh, that's another bag I'm about to get. That's them red bottoms I was looking at.
Hell yeah.
Boy, I would have been in that whole, man. You see that dude when he dancing out the casket?
Yeah.
That's me all over the casino.
Oh, then I'm 2-stepping all the way through that bitch.
Oh, that's his name?
No, I'll be 2-stepping through that goddamn, you know.
No, I'm electric sliding on top of the damn roulette table. I don't care how many games y'all playing.
No, I'm walking around smacking asses, kissing bitches, nigga. Like, it's I'm rich.
You about to all your money going to the lawsuit?
Hell yeah!
He said, "Kiss it." The NBA has lost its damn mind. Yo, these trades is crazy.
I'm waiting for now. I know we're not gonna see it, but I'm waiting for the Kawhi Leonard slander.
Oh no, we ain't seen that.
Yo, cause like, all right, let's think about it. This is his third team.
Yep.
Right? He chose to go to the Clippers and dragged it out a little bit. Right? Now, this is everything that people hate about LeBron James.
Yep.
Kawhi Leonard's doing this now, right? So they say LeBron James be telling the organization who to pick up, right? So Kawhi Leonard structured his deal for them to get Paul George. He wouldn't sign there unless they got Paul George.
Uh-huh.
That's the same thing they say LeBron James doing, right?
I think Kawhi's a little different.
Why?
All right, Kawhi won his first championship. He was drafted to the Spurs.
Who gives a shit?
So it wasn't like he joined the super team.
Who cared?
His second team, everybody thought it was crazy for going to the Raptors because they ain't got nobody. It was just a bunch of role players, and he's going by himself. So it's like, he dumb. He ain't going to win there. Why he leave? And he pulls it off. So now he goes to the Clippers, but Paul George is okay, but Paul George ain't no like real super game changer. And they just got a bunch of role players.
But it's not about how the performance of the other player. Mm-hmm. It's just that y'all say that he's telling the team what to do. And that's what Kawhi Leonard did.
But it's more about LeBron teaming up with, like when he went to Miami, Chris Bosh and D-Wade was like the man back then.
So
it's like, it's about the players he's teaming up with.
So Michael Jordan, Scottie Pippen, and Dennis Rodman wasn't a big three super team.
Nah.
What? Nigga, they're all Hall of Famers.
Yeah, but they all came up together. It wasn't like they joined up. It's just like KD. The only one who joined was Dennis Rodman. Up. Dennis Rodman's the only one who came to the team like 8 years later when they had already had mad championships.
But it's still somebody coming to the team.
That's one person, not four niggas, like just like now. They got LeBron and got Anthony Davis.
But that's a different time too. The game has changed. Everybody changes teams to go play with other people that they didn't grow up playing with.
Actually, nah.
How?
LeBron started all that.
So the game changed with LeBron.
Yeah. That's why they mad at him, because he started the super team era. They always mad at the person who started
this. Start the shit. Yeah. These niggas is dumb. That's all that shit is. Niggas is dumb, nigga. Why you care so fucking much?
Yo, these dudes really care about the NBA. Like, it's, they be arguing all day, dog.
Yeah, yo, like they really playing.
Yeah, like y'all got stocks.
Like they own
the
team. You know what I'm saying? Like they own the team, son. Like,
that's mad weird, dog. It's too much stuff out here to do. Like, it's mad books to read and everything. Like, I don't know. Y'all,
it's mad. What?
Like, how do you jump in and defend a dude every day? Like, he don't even know you.
What is these books and reading that you are speaking of?
Who, me?
Yeah.
You want me to run down all the books I got?
No, I'm saying niggas don't know what books and reading is.
Oh. Yeah, man. They just, I don't know, man. Sitting online just wasting your entire day is the new thing to do.
Arguing about other niggas.
Yeah, that's weird, though.
Why your son can't read. Help that nigga.
Your son got D's, but you know all the trades and
go debate that nigga's teachers. You know what I'm saying? Go debate that nigga's homework, bruh. Like, stop fucking with niggas that don't know or care about you.
Like, bro, it's bad stocks out here you can get dividends from, and you don't even know where to get a stock.
But that's not entertaining, though.
You know what I'm saying? Securing your future is not entertaining.
Entertaining, you're watching sweaty men up and down, run up and down the court, nigga. Now that's entertaining.
and then be mad because you got to go to work tomorrow, stressed out.
You know what I'm saying? The guy here living his hoop dreams from the couch. Nigga, shut up.
Who else? I want Westbrook to go to Houston and team back up with Harden.
That'd be dope.
Or go to Brooklyn and team up with KD.
I don't think he'll go to Houston because now Harden got to touch the ball too much. And you know West like that ball.
Yo, you would think like you would get tired. Like, I don't know, I would get tired of always having to do everything for us to win.
Yo, Ralph Tresvant, man.
What, he was in a group or something?
Ralph Tresvant was tired. If you look at most of New Edition, Ralph Tresvant sang lead, especially after Bobby left. Ralph Tresvant sang most of the songs. That nigga was tired of that shit.
Oh, when you said Ralph Tresvant, I was thinking of Tevin Campbell for some reason.
What?
I'm like, he was in a group?
Why you think about Tevin Campbell?
They kind of looked the same back then. Skinny with the little high top joint.
That's racist. All right. But yeah, like you. But that's when they say, oh, you got that killer instinct. He got to have a ball in his hand and shit. Niggas get tired of that though, man. Like, everything is my fault. If shit don't go right, it's my fault.
That's why them damn injuries keep happening too, because you overexerting yourself every game.
Hell yeah, man.
Like, I'm trying to preserve myself. Yeah, come on over here. You do everything.
Yo, like when they was like, the stars is resting games. Yeah, nigga. I do a lot. You came here to sit down and watch. I'm out here running around for 82 minutes, nigga.
Yo,
like, nah, cuz.
You know what Zion should do, though?
Stop getting hurt.
Zion should be the first athlete to have multiple shoe deals.
Dad, why don't you call my dad Fat Lenny? That's not nice.
Can you do
that? He can pull it off. If anybody can pull it off, it's him, because he's the hottest name right now. Before he gets on that court, while he still got that hype.
Yeah.
Because right now he's wearing multiple shoes. Like the other day he had on Jordans. The day before that he had on Adidas.
Oh.
So if I was him, dog, I'll be the first multi-shoe contract, dog.
I would try. Like, yo, they want to sign him bad enough that he could be like, yo, man, this is not an exclusive contract. Mm-hmm. I can also go with somebody else.
But it got to be like, I know it would have to be like, okay, for 6 months straight.
Yeah.
I'll do this shoe. The next six months.
Shit, Kobe did that.
He did?
Kobe was with, he was with Adidas and then switched to Nike.
No, but he switched.
But no, that's what I'm saying. Like, yo, I'll rock with you for 6 months. Then I'm gonna rock with them for 6 months. And then keep flipping it back and forth.
Yeah, nobody has ever flipped it back and forth.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like he could be the first one to do that.
Yo, that'd be nuts.
Or shit, come out there with one Adidas on and one Nike on.
No, you're doing too much right now.
And blow that knee out of kid.
Yo, I'll have exclusive halftime deals. I'll be on the phone like, "Hey, Bidden War, what y'all want me to come out there?" All right, you got 40? Okay, hey, nope, Nike won. They got 60. Yo, that'd be nuts.
And not even be talking to Nike. Like, you're like, yo, I be talking to Adidas like, yeah, man, Nike over here is saying about 45. Nigga ain't said nothing to him. Right? All right, we'll do 50. Then get on the phone with Nike. Yo, Adidas over here talking about 65, son. You know what I'm saying? Like, he playing the shit out of them niggas, man.
And for an extra 20, I'll throw the headband on. With the logo on the front.
Yo, get one of them Dragonfly Jones headbands real long and shit.
Yeah. Yo, I'll get the flip joint where I have my brands on each side and I gotta flip it. Yo, I'll be getting them, dog. Niggas don't be thinking like me, dog.
Them three stripe socks, man.
I got everything ready. Yeah, man, Zion should do it, man. Cause Nike right now Adidas was ahead of Nike last I checked.
Yeah.
And they said that Yeezy is already at 1 billion. And Jordan, after all this time, is at 3 billion in sales.
Yo, I hate them Yeezys.
Yo,
man.
Them are the ugliest shoe.
Oh, but I see niggas wearing them.
Dog, they wearing
them. That's
the
thing.
Love them.
I like, yo, I can't. Why do y'all? Them shits look like door wedges, man.
You see them, the joints with the big boat bottoms?
Yeah, man.
Yo, everybody loving those too.
I don't like these niggas, though.
Yo, this world is Yo, Jose was like, man, you hate everything. I was like, man, you a hype beast.
Yo, everything is hateable, my nigga.
Yeah. Like, you like everything. You like all this stupid fashion coming out.
Okay, but that's where he works, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, he works in that industry, so he can't be as objective as he wants to be.
Man, Tyrone worked at the Cowboys Stadium and hated everything in Dallas.
Damn. But that's just like people on the radio. They can't come out and say this song is trash. Nigga, I hate this fucking song and y'all keep playing it. They just have to say, oh yeah, we got that new DaBaby. You know what I'm saying?
We got that new DaBaby. No, but if they liked everything, then they wouldn't reject orders. Because they reject stuff all the time from Nike.
I don't think it's they don't like it, is they don't think it's gonna sell.
Yeah, so if I don't think these dumb wedges are gonna sell, I ain't gonna. Like, you could sell the wedges and not wear. I could sell crack and not smoke it.
Well,
this nigga be wearing it.
Ideally, you should sell crack without smoking.
Hey, man, I'm gonna just smoke another. Give me another baggie.
I only smoke one out of every bag, brother.
I only smoke one out of every bag.
I'm a crackhead with restraints.
Oh, man, I didn't get to talk. Coco Gauff, man. Shout out to Coco Gauff. She made the Sweet 16 at Wimbledon. She just turned 15, matter of fact.
Where?
That's crazy, dog. She got all the way to the former number one in the world. And she only lost 6-3, 6-3.
I mean, I'm not taking nothing away from Coco,
mm-hmm.
except that her name is Coco. You know, we've seen this before.
With who?
Venus and Serena.
They was 15? No.
They started playing when they was like 14.
Yeah, you could start playing, but you wasn't in no damn Wimbledon.
I was in Wimbledon.
Really?
No.
Dog, this is Wimbledon. The only other person to get this far was
Steffi Graf.
Was it Steffi Graf?
I have no idea. That's the only tennis name I know.
Well, it's from that era, one of them. And they went, they was like 30 days old, 30 days younger than her. So it's only been two.
So we've seen it before.
I didn't see it. That was way back.
I ain't see it. I know about it, but I ain't see it.
But in 60 years, only two?
Yeah, that's a lot.
Then Wimbledon playing against grown-ass women.
Yeah.
And she was out there banging with them, dog. She beat Venus. I think Venus let her go, though. Nah, I ain't gonna lie.
I think so, too.
I ain't gonna hold
I think
you,
so,
dog.
Too. Like, hey, I'm tired.
I'm tired.
She 15 and new. Time for somebody else to hold us down.
And they talking about equal pay for the women's soccer team.
Yo, did you see the difference?
Uh-uh.
Man.
It's crazy.
Yo. For a win of some, I forgot what it was, man. I had it, I forgot it. But the men get $17,000. The women get 1,000.
Nah, quit playing.
Dog, I'm dead ass serious, yo. And the men get like, for a win, it's like 25,000 or 75,000, something like that. Mm-hmm. The women get like 10,000. For a loss, the men get 5,000. The women get nothing.
What?
Yeah. If for something else, the men get $9 million. The women get $2 million.
Wow.
Dog. And they play the same amount of games. It's like 20 exhibition games. They both play 20. And that's how big the discrepancy is in the money.
Now, who are we blaming? Who do we blame for this?
White men.
Because one could argue, doesn't it depend on the ratings and the sponsorship of how much you get paid?
Yeah.
That's why WNBA don't get paid as much as NBA, because they don't have the money and the fans filling the stands. But you could also argue that aside from all that, the owner has enough money to pay them more.
Yeah, hell yeah. And the NBA and WNBA is different. This is international soccer, dog. Them other countries love soccer. I know y'all getting y'all money up over there. And that's where they play most of that shit.
And they said the women's World Cup final drew the audience in the 2018 men's final.
Hell yeah.
Dang.
And they was working in the locker room.
But it was.
You know what I'm saying? Like, yo, come on, man. And Rapinoe
a G.
A straight up G, dog. Triple OG.
She's the only one who kneeled during the national anthem.
And Trump was like, you got to win before you talk. And they won. now what?
And she hit the goal to put him ahead.
Hell yeah, dog. Rapinoe is the G.
So. And she said, are you going to the White House? Fuck no. On TV, dog.
Yeah.
Yo, Trump didn't have, when they won, Trump didn't have no comeback. He just said, congratulations to them all. He was humble, dog.
Right. You goddamn right.
Ooh, that boy got humble. That's the first time I see Trump humbled on TV.
Hell yeah.
And the other time he'd been petty. Here, congratulations to everybody but that Rapinoe.
And start lying about shit.
He said start lying. Yeah, man. So shout out to the women's team. Even though they got beat by the under 15 boys team, 5-2.
Yeah. That's a Venus, man. They let them win.
I don't know, 5-2.
Come on, man. How many soccer games you see 5-2? Unless a nigga just diving, dog.
Not against the under 15 team, though.
Come on, man. You can't destroy them little kids' dreams. We already made it, man. Let these niggas live.
And people talk about it's a scrimmage. No, obviously you wasn't good at sports. Because nigga, scrimmages, we play harder than in damn real game.
Nigga, I know you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not gonna let you get on me, dog.
You know how many fights is in practice? And that's practice. Yeah. Nigga, practice. We competitors. Maybe you ain't a competitor. Maybe you trash. But when you really about that, about sports, I don't give a damn if it's a scrimmage in the dark, nigga. We going hard.
No days off, dog.
Hell yeah. Ask Nathan Naderman.
Tell
Nathan Naderman this is just a scrimmage. This nigga was diving on the ground. Yo, there was nobody like guarding Nathan Naderman, man.
Shout out to Fat Nate, man.
Yo, good call, everybody. Yo, bag packers.
What?
You ever heard of a bag packer?
A bag packer, no.
Yo, these cats are flying across the globe to other countries to panhandle.
What?
They got signs and everything, dog. Talking about, I'm trying to get to Taiwan. Please put some money in the hat.
Wow.
I didn't know this business was a thing, dog.
It's big business, man.
How do you fly across country to beg?
No, like that is an oxymoron. I begged up enough money to go across the globe to beg.
Yo, the people are like, the people take pictures of them and post them online. Yo, they really look like hobos out here, dog.
Yo, like, yo, but you can't be in China with an English sign, my nigga. Like, you ain't even learned the language, cuz.
Nah, I promise you, if I see one of y'all, I'm kicking your sign over.
Yeah, no, I'm taking your money.
Dang, he taking your money.
Yo, beg some more.
Yeah, that's nuts. Yeah.
I'm going to have to talk to my homeboy, see if he sees some beggars in China, man.
Yeah, tell him to take pictures with them, smiling.
Yo, my dude is, hey, he doing big things, bro. I'm proud of that dude, man.
What he doing out there in the military?
Nah, he retired and started going to college, so he's working on his master's degree. And he went to Costa Rica. The school sent him to Costa Rica just as, because he did good in school. And he did so good in Costa Rica that they offered him a job in China to come teach people how to teach English better.
Dang.
So he over there for like 2 weeks, paid for and everything, man. He over there chilling.
Dang, that's crazy.
That's dope, man. Like, yo, ain't too many people can say they went to China, man. Not too many people I know.
I want to go to North Korea.
No, you don't.
I want to chill with Ong Song Hong.
That's not his name, and you'll never come back.
Yeah, we just played the podcast where you call me Ong Song Wong off of his head.
Yeah, kill him. Kill him in the middle of everything.
All right, we about to go to this or that. So we're going to start with Gene's question first.
Yep. I hope you wrote it down right.
My man said.
Pretty sure he didn't.
That's what we're doing. My man said, bite your tongue. Three times, no, bite your tongue every time you eat. You got to eat three times a week. I mean, three times a day, right?
Giving them paper cuts.
Or every time you eat, or a paper cut every time you touch a piece of paper.
Yeah, giving them paper cuts.
Now, both of these are very painful.
Yes.
But I'm going to take them paper cuts because I can't be, you know what I'm saying, pain eating, dog. I need that.
Yeah, that biting your tongue hurts really bad, especially in the same spot. Mm-hmm. But paper cuts, nigga, the paper I'm touching is money.
Ooh. Oh, we can't touch. Well, I'm going to just use my card. And I'm not touching paper no more because you really think about it. How many times a day do you touch paper? Rarely.
No, I touch paper a lot. I got to do paperwork.
Well, somebody else is going to be doing my paperwork. Mm. All right. So,
spend 2 years with your soulmate, only to have them die.
Damn.
And you never love again.
Damn.
Or I spend your life with someone nice you settled for.
Dang.
This bitch is okay.
Man, I gotta spend my life with somebody I settled for, dog.
Yeah, hey, I'm cool. I don't want that death, man.
You got me going out there like the Titanic, laying on a slab.
You know what I'm saying?
Yo, you seen the dude who dropped the baby from the
boat?
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, Grandpa got to get his ass whooped.
Yo. Hey, Cramps. Like, nah, man, you going after that baby.
No, that ain't my grandpa no more.
Oh, yeah, he's excommunicated. He's thinking about the family, cuz.
You dropped my one-year-old baby from, like, 10 stories? How?
Yeah, what the fuck was you doing, son?
Out the window in there, and the windows don't even open.
Unless y'all hit an iceberg, my nigga, there's no reason for you to drop that baby, cuz.
Man, he launched that baby, dog.
That little nigga pissed on his shirt and he tossed him.
Yeah, got mad. All right, fight 300 nuns or 100 monks at one time.
Oh, give me them nuns.
They gonna scratch you up, everything.
No, yo, them monks know karate.
See, I didn't think you knew that.
Yeah, Shaolin monks, man. Give me them nuns. Oh, all right. Which one are you gonna pick?
I feel like the monks is mad old. No, I'm knocking them nuns out, dog. Let me get the nuns.
All right, that is over. All right.
Wait, what you mean? I got more. Nick,
we have to talk about Disneyland.
Oh, hold on. Yeah, look at Disneyland. Yeah. Yo, Toontown would never be the same again.
Yo, first of all,
Coontown.
Them niggas knew each other.
Yep.
That was a family outing at Disneyland.
Yep.
All right. So I'ma call him OG Punch a lot. That nigga's anger has no focus. He was all over the place with the punches, bro.
You know, it wasn't the slaps.
Yo, the women got the slap. You know what? He really ain't punched nobody because he went at that dude. All right, so the swinging your arms and pulling your shorts up move.
Uh-huh.
That is the sign of a nigga that can't fight. 100% across the board. Ask anybody, they'll tell you that nigga can't fight, right? So when they was doing that shit, they did absolutely nothing.
Mm-hmm.
When grandma got out the wheelchair, what? I knew it was going to be a problem. Because the way it took her a long time to get up out of there.
Uh-huh.
So I knew, oh, grandma going to hit the floor mm-hmm. eventually. Now, when he went at his sister,
yep.
which her outfit was very inappropriate.
Uh-huh.
And they bumped into grandma, and grandma died. Grandma hit the floor and died for a good 45 seconds. For real, man. For real.
Grandma doing too much.
So then he slaps up the sister, and that's how I knew they was all related, because she went into the same position that grandma went in after a couple slaps to the face. Okay, these niggas are related, right? So then somebody tell him,
Bruce Lee,
she hit mama.
Oh, Lord.
So he proceeds to walk over there, snatch her by her, and start beating her ass more than he fought the dude.
Yeah.
The shit out of her. And saying, you hit my mama. Now, we didn't know that at the time that this was his girlfriend. This is the unfocused anger, dog. Like, yo, this nigga's nuts.
Yo, you know how I knew they was related? I knew they was related when Crazy Red Shirt Man grabbed the big lady
mm-hmm.
and drug her down yeah. the Toontown Road.
Yeah.
And her man didn't even nothing. Swing on him.
Yeah, didn't do nothing. Yeah. Yeah, I said, okay, this is a whole family niggas right here. Which we should have known it was gonna be ignorant because that nigga had on a red shirt and green shoes. Like they was going to a Christmas parade or something.
Yo, where the hell is Disneyland security?
Yo, nowhere. There is no security. And contrary to what people say, there is no nigga alive that'll jump in on a woman getting beat. Nigga, nobody helped. Right? And the funny shit to me was when they finally pulled a nigga off the girl and he say, hey, whichever one of y'all choked me out was a bitch ass nigga.
Yo, my man came through with the Dora Explorer. Dora the Explorer came through walking by exploring, seeing what was going on, stopped, put my hand in the MMA chokehold. He went to sleep for a little bit.
Yeah, he did.
And my man just kept moving like nothing. Like he stopped to get a drink of water. It just kept it pushing. Hey,
put your motherfucking hands around my neck. Whoever y'all, whichever one of y'all did it. This nigga's anger's got no focus.
Yo, my man was in the parking lot by the when he woke up.
Yo.
How?
Yo.
And then, yo, if you in a fight, how do you walk? My man left his girl
yeah.
and kept walking. While she started getting slapped 68 times, and he had to come back.
Hey, why they just left the baby stroller?
Dog, they
put the
fight,
baby in it.
A white lady had to grab the stroller.
The baby.
Yo, it was so much going on, dog.
Yeah, man, it was all over the place, dog.
Yo, security never shows up.
Yo, now okay, what can I do at Disneyland besides stealing a stroller with my cooler on it to get that reaction?
What you mean, get the reaction?
What happened to make this happen?
Oh, she spit in his face.
Why?
They was talking about something.
And she spit in the nigga face and all hell broke loose.
Here come his sister like, oh no, what's going on?
Oh man.
Yo, you know what this reminds me? All right, if this is our family, who are the two dudes fighting right now?
Lil Floyd and Terry. Every time.
Every time, dog.
Every time, nigga. Don't matter where it's at, at the lake, in the house, next to the bonfire, nigga. It goes down, son.
They both got guns.
and both will shoot.
How do we avoid that debacle?
Yo, every time, man.
Because little Floyd is already thrown off, so that's one strike against you.
Yo, I'm saying, and Terry ain't with the bullshit. Yeah. So that's another strike.
How did the guns never come out? Because they always had them.
Oh, I think because they old school niggas, so they like to fight. Oh. You know what I'm saying? So they just, nigga, this is my cousin. I'm just going to tussle with him. I ain't going to bust a nigga. You know what I'm saying? All them niggas might be too drunk to remember they got guns.
Dog, the way these two square up is hilarious. Ooh, oh, yeah. Yo, my man in the white shirt. All right, I'm watching it right now. My man in a white shirt was squaring up with red shirt and just stole on his girl.
Yo, for no reason.
For no reason.
She was just standing. I gotta believe she was trying to calm the situation down. And he just banged her in her face, man.
Bro, she wasn't even looking at him. She was looking at his girl.
And then he's like, hey, you beating up my bitch, I'm gonna beat up your bitch.
They fell on grandma.
Yo, man.
Yo, this is nuts.
Yo, it is hilarious, dog. So now we got to go to the comment section, right?
Oh.
I hate this social media nigga, man. I can't. If I was there, oh, I'd have whooped his ass. Don't nobody put their hands on a woman. Yeah, nigga, we know that. Everybody know you ain't supposed to put your hands on a woman, but just like all them other niggas there that didn't do shit, you wasn't gonna do shit either, nigga.
Nope. Matter of fact, he was gonna be the first one with his phone out.
You know what I'm saying, nigga? You was probably there. You know what I'm saying? And ain't do a goddamn thing, man. Yo, y'all need to stop with that dumb shit, dog. Y'all niggas ain't gonna do shit.
Yo, the way grandma fell out, though.
Oh, man.
Laid there and somebody was laughing in the background.
Yo, cause yo, it was funny.
Yo, shout out to the person who recorded this, dog.
Oh man,
you know how long I've been asking for a video like this?
For real, yo, that shit was. He ain't looking through nothing but the camera. He wasn't worried about what was going on unless he saw it through that screen, man.
Dog, he didn't stray off the fight. No shaking. Yo, this could be me.
Nigga gave some commentary.
The whole time.
Yo, that's good shit, man.
Yo, that's the only thing we missed, though. Like, the funny dude with the commentary. Oh, man. We needed the funny dude, dog.
Yo, grandma fell, nigga. Oh, dear Lord.
Yo, did you hear the lady in the background? 911, please hurry up. There's a fight in front of Toontown by Goofy's house.
Why is nobody doing anything? Yo, I'm ready to go to jail today, nigga. Why? I'm ready to go to jail, nigga. Why? Stop, bro.
This neighborhood crip.
Nigga, nobody cares.
Like, yo, stop, why man. Are gang members always yelling out they set?
To try to scare niggas because they can't fight.
Like, dog, you don't have no neighborhood with you.
Nigga, ain't nobody banging in Toontown, cuz. For real, man. Goofy is not set tripping.
Oh, yo, let me right quick. Let me count these slaps before her man comes back. I don't know why he left her, and she is too big to be wearing that outfit.
I told you that. Hey, he told her, come on. He told her, come on.
Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. He hit her 6 times before her man ran back.
Fast too.
Yo, what's the hit? All right, man. I'm done. Y'all check it out, man. Disneyland Fight Brawl. On YouTube.
It's hilarious.
Another thing I hate about you Negroes. Read the comments when you come into a thread. Like, you ain't got to read them all. But read enough to know where to see the video. Quit asking. Y'all do so much asking when Google is right there.
Hey, Cam. I know you just went to sleep, man. But where I get that fight video?
All y'all gotta do is Google. You wanna know if you hear a song you like, most of the time, the hook is the name of the song. Google the what he say in the hook. And it will come up.
It's not gonna happen, bro.
You hear somebody talking about a fight in Disneyland. Whoa, maybe if I YouTube or Google those fight Disneyland.
Those are trigger words right there. Keywords, dog. Fight Disneyland. Bam.
Keywords. I don't understand y'all. That's now I see why America's not that smart. Because everything is right there free on YouTube. And y'all don't even know how to use YouTube or Google.
Y'all niggas is lazy.
It's right there. That's why I don't be answering.
Give me a link to it.
Yeah, give me a link. How about you? Keyword. Matter of fact, you can even put the keywords in Facebook search.
Every time. Well, not anymore. Niggas got better on it. But when we was to post the show. Hey, man. What a link to the show. Nigga, did you read the description? Because it's right there at the bottom.
Right there.
Put it on every one of them. If you listen to the last show, we'll tell you where to find the shit.
Yeah.
Niggas don't read.
It's crazy. Put it in a book.
If you don't want niggas to find it.
We out, man. Oh.
Peace, peace, peace.
Before that.
I said peace, peace, peace is over.
Oh, okay. We out.
Any other show? Forget that, yo.
Y'all got fat out there while we starve.
Is he on at the BET Awards? No. But my thing is we have to start looking at where money is being made on purpose and without a hinge. For example, look at the government. We all freaking pay taxes. Why don't we have more black-owned tax preparation companies? Do you get what I'm saying? Like, do you know you're making money regardless? Every single person in this room is making money. Is paying money. And they're paying a tax preparer. But instead, we're giving... I don't want to say their name, but we're giving these other companies who literally set shop in our black communities and they're ran by people who don't look like us and they're charging the heck out of us with us not even being financially literate. So we don't even understand how much they're actually charging us. Dude, the average is $600 a tax preparation fee. With a single mom with three kids. $600 is a crazy amount, but she doesn't care because she's thinking about the refund. Do you know what I mean? And it's just like, that's why we built Jumping Jack Tax, to make sure that, yo, let's start building up these offices. Let's be the next H&R Block. Why can't we? You don't even need to be a CPA or like have you don't even need to graduate high school to prepare taxes, but it's a lucrative business. You know what I mean? And so it's just like anyone out there listening, if you want to start a business, like, dude, stop trying to be like everybody else and just look at your community, see where you fit in. And then what you do is you actually insert yourself to be a conduit to be a part of that money chain. You don't have to be famous. You don't have to be the next Dana Chanel. You don't have to be the next Milano. Yo, be in your lane. Like, you know what I mean? And just find a way to provide and then start moving your money and be passionate about something. But let's make sure you can put food on the table.
Whatever you can get in there. So I'm being modest. I get a bunch of chicken wings, right? Yeah. Go to pay for it. Dude said, nah, man. Go put some more in there. Yo, that nigga's like, all right, man, you're not doing it right. That nigga came over there, dog. I damn near had all the chicken them niggas had.
He said, you're not doing it right.
Yo, that motherfucker pushed that shit down so, but like I ain't never seen niggas ring out trick chicken. You know what I'm saying? Like, seasoning was flying off this shit. He was pushing it down so much.
Yo, this food daddy, when he first showed me how to pack the container at the Chinese joint, he would pack the rice so tight, dog. He's like, you got to put a layer down. You got to pack it. He would spend 5 minutes packing each layer. When I tell you, it looked like it was at the bottom when we got home.
A thin-ass layer of rice.
Yeah, dog. When we got home, when he fluffed that rice up, we had at least 10 pounds of rice. Like, dang. He was like, I eat this for 4 days. Wow. Dog, it was a crazy. Like, I didn't get extreme as him. I was like, you know what? I'm tired. But he had time.
I got time to cut.
You know what I'm saying? I'm sitting down waiting for him. He's still packing. That boy had to a science. Then you got to put the sweet and sour chicken, you got to put in the corner, and you got to just keep packing. Like, yo.
Moving that over, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, everything got its own little section where you put it. for maximum occupancy. Niggas tripping.
They was like, to hell with this. We going to this weight system now.
Yeah, anything over 3 pounds, niggas extra.
Hell yeah. And then that boy, that total bit. You can get up to $45, $50 you playing.
God damn.
Would you like to receive a $5 gift card?
Can you say forget that, yo?